Bedtime Bites presents The Friendship Bracelet That Saved the Day. Quinn was a curious 7-year-old with a mop of curly hair and a heart full of love for her best friend, Milo. Every day after school, they would meet at the big oak tree in the park to share stories and play games. One sunny afternoon, Quinn arrived at their special spot with a surprise. "Look, Milo," she exclaimed, holding up her wrist. "I made us friendship bracelets." Milo's eyes widened with delight as Quinn wound a colorful braided bracelet around his wrist. The bracelets were woven with threads of blue, green, and purple, their favorite colors. "Wow, Quinn, these are amazing," Milo said, admiring his new accessory. "I'll never take it off." As the days passed, Quinn and Milo's friendship grew stronger, just like the knots in their bracelets. They wore them everywhere, to school, to the playground, and even to bed. One day, Quinn woke up feeling a bit under the weather. Her throat was sore and her head felt heavy. Her mom decided it was best for her to stay home from school. "But what about Milo?" Quinn asked, her voice hoarse. "He'll be waiting for me at the oak tree." Quinn's mom assured her that Milo would understand, and Quinn spent the day resting in bed, twirling her friendship bracelet around her wrist. Meanwhile, at school, Milo waited patiently by the oak tree. As the minutes ticked by, he began to worry. Quinn had never been late before. He looked down at his bracelet and remembered Quinn's words. "As long as we wear these, we'll always be connected." Suddenly, Milo had an idea. He closed his eyes, held onto his bracelet, and whispered, "Quinn, if you can hear me, I hope you're okay." Miles away, in her bedroom, Quinn was about to take a nap when she felt a warm tingle on her wrist. She looked down at her bracelet and smiled, somehow knowing that Milo was thinking of her. The next day, Quinn felt much better and returned to school. As she approached the oak tree, she saw Milo waiting with a big grin on his face. "Quinn," he shouted, running to hug her. "I was so worried yesterday, but then I remembered our bracelets, and I just knew you were all right." Quinn's eyes sparkled with joy. "I felt it too, Milo. It was like the bracelet was telling me you were thinking of me." From that day on, Quinn and Milo believed their friendship bracelets held a special magic. Whenever one of them felt lonely or scared, they would hold onto their bracelet and think of the other. Somehow, it always made them feel better. As they grew older, Quinn and Milo faced many challenges together: new schools, big tests, and even a few arguments. But through it all, they never forgot the power of their friendship bracelets. Years later, when Quinn and Milo were all grown up and living in different cities, they still wore their bracelets. Though the colors had faded and the threads had frayed, the love and friendship they represented remained as strong as ever. One night, Quinn was feeling homesick in her new apartment. She held onto her bracelet, closed her eyes, and thought of Milo. To her surprise, her phone rang a moment later. It was Milo. "Hey, Quinn." Milo's cheerful voice came through the speaker. "I was just thinking about you and felt like I should call. How are you doing?" Quinn laughed, her heart full of warmth. "I'm doing great now, Milo. Thanks for calling." As they chatted and caught up, Quinn realized that the true magic of their friendship bracelets wasn't in the threads or the knots. It was in the love and care they had for each other, a bond that no distance could break. And so, the friendship bracelet that once saved the day continued to work its magic, reminding Quinn and Milo that true friendship lasts forever, no matter where life takes you.